Welcome to Reform Voices of Torah, the Monday edition of 10 Minutes of Torah. This coming Shabbat, we will read Parashat Ekev, Deuteronomy 7:12 through 11:25, and we'll read the second Haftarah of Consolation, Isaiah 49:14 through 51:3. This week, we bring you commentary from Cantor Elizabeth Sachs called Live on Bread, but Not on Bread Alone. In Deuteronomy 8:3, we read, A human being does not live on bread alone. Found on inspirational posters, t-shirts, and in the titles of many cookbooks, these eight words constitute one of the most well-known phrases from Parashat Ekev and from the book of Deuteronomy as a whole. Colloquially, the phrase has come to mean that mere physical sustenance is not sufficient for a life of fulfillment. Rather, people need and desire spiritual and cultural nourishment as well. Many Jewish commentaries have noticed that in context, this phrase actually insinuates close to the opposite of our conventional understanding. Rather, that human beings can survive on things other than bread. Or, as Rabbi W. Gunther Plaut notes, in the Torah, a modern commentary, God taught you in the wilderness that your needs could be met by whatever means God chose, not just bread. Both the colloquial and the common Jewish understanding of this phrase shift the focus away from the realm of the physical. And yet, Parashat Ekev as a whole spends a lot of time emphasizing and alluding to the corporeal. The language of the parasha abounds in a preponderance of physicality. We are immediately inundated with references to our fleshy selves. In various phrases in the parasha, we read, God will favor you and bless you and multiply you, blessing your issue from the womb. The wondrous acts that you saw with your own eyes. God subjected you to the hardship of hunger and then gave you manna to eat. The clothes upon you did not wear out, nor did your feet swell these 40 years. When you have eaten your fill and have built fine houses to live in, every spot on which your foot treads shall be yours. Moses also highlights his own bodily actions while narrating his role in the retelling of the story of the golden calf found in this portion. Moses said, I stayed on the mountain 40 days and 40 nights, eating no bread and drinking no water. Thereupon, I gripped the two tablets and flung them away with both my hands, smashing them. As for that sinful thing you had made, the calf, I took it and put it into the fire. I broke it into bits and ground it thoroughly until it was fine as dust, and I threw its dust into the brook that comes down from the mountain. Even the common bodily metaphors repeat themselves in abundance in this portion. We read about God's mighty hand and outstretched arm, that we are a stiff-necked people, and that we should walk in God's ways, walk only in divine paths. This repeated emphasis on physicality subtly reminds us that we must not only engage our tradition intellectually and spiritually, we must literally embody our connection as well. We must reinforce our relationship to God and one another with our hands, eyes, mouths, and feet. The Talmud frequently reminds us of the importance of our physical selves and of the need to cultivate our bodies in order to develop a more fulfilled life. In Bava Batra, we read, Rabbi Avdimi from Haifa says, before a person eats and drinks, he has two hearts, meaning his heart is unsettled because he is distracted by hunger. But after he eats and drinks, he has only one heart. Rabbi Avdini teaches that we must pay attention to our hunger if we wish to focus. In Shabbat 152a, we learn that the sages taught in the name of Rabbi Meyer, grind food with your teeth, and you will find in your feet the strength to carry your body. Rabbi Meyer stresses that we must feed ourselves if we want to move forward in life. And finally, Sanhedrin 110b elucidates this passage from Malachi. For behold, the day is coming. It burns like a furnace, and all the arrogant and all who do wickedly shall be straw. And the day that is coming shall burn them up, says the Lord of hosts, so that it will leave them neither root nor branch. The Talmud imparts that root refers to the soul, and branch refers to the body. Here, the Talmud maintains that while our soul grounds and nourishes us, it is our body that literally reaches out into the world. In accentuating the bodily dimension of our faith, Parashat Ekev complements the intellectual and spiritual facets of our relationship with God explored earlier in Deuteronomy through the Ten Commandments and the Shema. These three sections, the Ten Commandments and the Shema in Parashat Va'etchanan, and all of Parashat Ekev, collectively compose Moses' second oration in the book of Deuteronomy. According to the version of the structural interpretation of Deuteronomy presented in the Torah, a modern commentary. Through this second oration, Moses inspires and challenges us to contemplate and reflect on each of these individual aspects of our faith, the intellectual, the spiritual, and the physical. Cantor Elizabeth Sachs is the senior cantor at Temple Emmanuel in Denver, Colorado.